The Bassett Tower dominated El Paso's skyline when it opened in 1930 at the height of the Great Depression. Even today, the 15-story skyscraper holds its own among its modern high-rise neighbors and remains a desired office space. The building was commissioned by Charles N. Bassett in memory of his father, O.T. Bassett. Both were local bankers and businessmen. The acclaimed Southwestern architect Henry Trost designed the building. It was his last major project in El Paso. Trost was influenced by the work of architects Louis Sullivan and Frank Lloyd Wright, and the Bassett Tower bears elements of the Chicago Art Deco school. Here, opulent ornamentation on the building's entrance and top floor contrasts with the simple geometric forms of European modern architecture. Bassett Tower is finished on all four sides, something unusual in its day, when, to save money, buildings were finished on only two sides, usually facing the busiest streets. Slender, tan brick piers rise the full height of the tower, creating a rhythmic composition and the illusion of a higher structure. Horizontal panels between the piers include brick details and deeply inset windows. Throughout the day, there's a playful dance of light and shadow. 10 cast stone eagles stand sentry along the ledge of the 15th floor. An ornate, steep copper roof crowns the apex of the tower, a detailed reminder of a medieval Gothic church. Trost's attention to detail continues inside. The main lobby includes gilded brass ornamentation and marble floors. Radiators are hidden in walls. The main entrance of the skyscraper includes a horizontal panel that's carved from limestone and supported by two-story limestone piers. Marble insets decorate the parapet. Above the entrance is a humorous detail, a sculpted head bearing a striking resemblance to the architect of Bassett Tower, Henry Trost.